Welcome to the Calyrex Game Corner's Pokemon D&D campaign, featuring Cindy, a hot-headed teen with a penchant for arson, Gimli, an admirable father seeking to reunite his family, Elodie, a fun-loving baker with a whimsical heart, and Schmidt, a courageous young man searching for his purpose with a duck. Together, they make the Quacko Paco, and this is Dunsparce and Drampa. The last time we were with the Paco, they thwarted a cabbage abduction attempt by two shady NRG operatives disguised as students from Verdanturf. The criminals, Saki and Nickel, with all of their Pokemon defeated or otherwise detained, are now tied up and being held captive in the garden of the Berry Farm. Saki's Amoongus is enjoying itself in the grand foliage of the Berry Farm, and Nickel's Gimme Ghoul is currently detained under the sharp leak of the law in this case being Quacko. Gimli, Elodie, Cindy, and Schmidt, it's about noon at the Berry Farm on Route 123. What will you do? Gimme Ghoul is currently like, meh, meh, like having a tough time. It seems like it is more upset that its coin has been pilfered by the likes of Gabriel the Kecleon and Quacko the Farfetch'd than it is that it is being detained. It seems like very upset about that. Otherwise, everyone else is standing outside. Nickel is tied up and leaning against the fence, and Saki is tied up and unconscious. Also, as a reminder, you recently convinced Nickel that when he returns to NRG, if he ever does, he should talk about unionization for the grunts.
Correct, yeah.
I'm going to ask Nickel if he knows anything about people who were taken during the Lily Cove, the attack on Lily Cove.
Yeah, he'll make a roll. He says, yeah, you know, I wasn't there for that, but I know that there was a lot of people in Pokemon who were abducted at that event. I don't know anything about them or where they're being kept.
Damn. Useless.
He says...
He'd be more useful as fertilizer.
Roll...
Jesus Christ.
Roll an intimidation.
Okay.
That's amazing. Oh,
I feel
bad. I love Cindy. Ah.
Oh, no. My intimidation. It's a plus two, so that's a 18.
Yeah, somewhere in the ranks of the grunts, he heard a rumor that there was NRG grunts buried at the Berry Farm. And when he was assigned to it, he was just kind of laughing. He was like, there's no way that's real. But the way you said that with the fire in your eyes, he's like legitimately worried that he's going to be made into fertilizer because he heard the rumor that it happened. He sweats a little and he says, okay, listen, I don't know if it's true, but I heard that one of the hostages from Lily Cove is someone who is very important, or someone who is important to someone who is very important. I don't know any specifics, but it seems like a really big deal and everyone murmurs about it, but I'm not sure who it is.
That was very vague.
Yeah, you don't happen to have access to a list of everybody who is like held hostage by Team Energy. Can't just pull that up from the Group One drive. The team NRG OneDrive.
Do you guys have
spreadsheet of prisoners?
He says, no, we're not in that Slack channel, unfortunately, so I don't have access to that. No. Nickel says, no, but I'll tell you what, NRG is usually pretty calculated with this type of thing. They don't want to get too many powerful, important people plotting it against them at the same time, unless they can somehow leverage it correctly. So I, just from my vibes with belonging to the organization, it feels like they wouldn't abduct people needlessly.
Yeah.
There's always a strategy.
So if they have my grandparents and your wife and maybe your brother, they fucked up.
Yeah, they're about to be in a world of pain.
Nickel asks, so are you going to wake Saki up and let us go? What's going on with that?
Let you go? No, we're taking you to jail for three outs and a cot.
You guys are going to the police.
Straight to jail. So you can get your couple meals, and then you're going to unionize with the grunts.
Nickel nods, and he says, yeah, all right. I can agree with that. Could one of you just at least wake Saki up? I'm a little worried about her.
All right, I'll try and wake Saki up.
Okay, how do you do so?
Give her a little slap in the face.
I love it. Let's just do that. I was going to do smelling salts, but I like that better.
Okay.
If the slap doesn't work.
Give her a smack.
What am I rolling? a medicinal smack or like a hit? I rolled a hit.
Yeah, I think I rolled a hit. I mean, you will.
I got a 9 on the die.
Okay, so it's not fully, you know, it's a little not confident. Roll a d4.
Oh no. 4.
4, yeah. No, you do not wake her up. You just smack her, and it, like, the sound is almost like a clap, like it kind of echoes through the farm. And Nicole says, well, clearly that didn't help. Could you actually, like, do something?
She's doing the best she can, jeez. Dude.
I'm just a kid.
She's just a kid.
Dude, she's just a kid.
Nicole nods. He's like, yeah, you're right. It's okay. Could we have an adult help here?
Yeah, I got you. I'll have Cabbage make a really pungent smell in her nostrils so to wake her up.
Is Cabbage the adult in this context then?
Yeah, Cabbage is the adult, exactly. Okay.
That's really good.
I don't know if I should be offended or not.
Yeah, Cabbage can produce any scent. You said like a smelling salts, kind of a sharp, maybe salty, kind of intense. Yeah, it will succeed no matter what, but I would like a d20 roll just to flavor it.
12.
Okay, yeah, perfectly potent. Saki kind of stirs slowly, and she's like, ah, my back. And she's currently restrained, so she's not going to go anywhere, but she's gaining consciousness, and she's not speaking much. She doesn't know the conversation that you had with Nichols, so she's kind of just keeping her mouth shut. I think I'll just take this moment just to turn to Gimme Ghoul and Quacko and Gabriel. Is there any sort of resolution to this, or is Quacko just going to continue pinning Gimme Ghoul to the insulation between the floorboards?
Gabriel has the coin, right?
Correct.
If Gabriel leaves with the coin, would Gimme Ghoul follow?
You can have Quacko roll insight. Or Gabriel, but Quacko would be fun.
Does Quacko have any sort of proficiency then? No?
I don't think so. Not in insight.
Does Gabriel have any sort of proficiencies?
He's got stealth and deception.
Oh, shit. Natural 20.
Yeah. Quacko was convinced that this coin is Gimme Ghoul's most cherished possession and will sacrifice every part of itself to maintain custody of the coin.
Okay. Could I have Gabriel with the coin meet Schmidt outside? And then Quacko kind of like golf the Gimme Ghoul out the window?
Yeah, totally. Gabriel should have no problem scaling out the broken window like a chameleon and joining Schmidt. This will immediately prompt, if Quacko lessens his push on the leak, Gimme Ghoul will immediately stand up and rush to the window. And are you asking Quacko to golf him from the window or like from the floor?
From the floor where he's at.
Okay. Definitely give me
through the window, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Athletics that with advantage because it's using Quacko's leak. He's very good at it.
12.
12, yeah. A solid swing. You can swear that you can hear a duck quack in the distance saying, 4! And Gimme Ghoul flies out and bops on the top of a Moongus, who is just kind of chilling, hasn't received an instruction lately, and is just enjoying itself. Gimme Ghoul bounces off, bounces onto the ground, and rushes towards Gabriel, and in essence also rushes towards Schmidt. Does Schmidt do anything with Gimme Ghoul?
No. I just want it where I can keep an eye on him.
Okay.
Just kind of keep a hold of the coin, like, so I know where he's at. He's not snooping around anywhere.
Okay. Yeah, you can feel Gimme Ghoul's spectral limbs climbing up your leg, trying to get to the coin.
Ew, gross. I swat it off like a bug.
Okay. Yeah, you do so, and he falls on his back, and then he immediately rights himself and rushes back towards you to do the same thing again. If you guys have ever played Pikmin and you throw them on a Bulborb and they get shaken off, it's like exactly that animation. Just picture that on a Gimme Ghoul. I know that was very specific. Grace's comparison making has got me in the mood for making comparisons.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one. I liked it.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, it's noon. It seems like this crisis is overall resolved. There's a big patch of smoky molten grass and the fence is partially destroyed and there's a couple windows broken, but besides that the situation is diffused. Jim Lee is
the floorboard also.
Oh yeah, the guest room is also torn up in the floor a little bit. But besides those things and the hole that's already in the roof from when Onyx was set out in the living room, besides those things, everything is well at the Berry Farm. What's next for the Paco?
Let's take these grunts to jail. We need to go to New Morville to see if we can get our wagon.
Oh, yeah. While we're on our way to Morville, Schmidt, maybe you could tell us about what happened yesterday.
Yes. Also, Schmidt, there's mail for you at the post office.
What would Schmidt say about that? I think Schmidt would just, like, brush off the mail. And then his eyes just, like, kind of darken, and he's like, nothing happened.
Okay.
Well, we heard the alarm, the fire alarm going off in the Silphco building.
He just reiterates again, nothing happened.
You are
we
all
made
welcome.
A new cop friend.
As the Paco tends to do. You are all welcome to PvP roll insight versus Schmidt if you want. or I mean, or you could like roll intimidation and be like, you better tell us, Buster, or you know, you can. I feel like we not everything has to be RP.
Are we doing opposing checks?
Probably. I got an 11 for insight.
Okay.
Yeah. Is would it be against deception?
Correct.
It be against your deception?
Correct.
Okay. I got deception 11
based off charisma. I got a 12.
Okay.
Damn. Somebody else needs to roll insight.
I'll roll an insight.
Actually, I'm going to make the party rule that repeat checks are at disadvantage and you should pick a different skill.
Okay.
Time to intimidate him.
Oh, I was going to say, could we just keep the 12 and that just be like the DC that they have
it
to
could
make?
Be. Yeah. If that's what you want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I have failed regardless.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, you have to pick what skill it was. I'm assuming persuasion?
Yeah, probably persuasion.
Okay, but you failed it.
I have failed.
Damn, Schmidt is not opening up.
Intimidation Gimli.
Nah, man's business is a man's business.
Yeah, he's fine.
There we go.
He'll kill us eventually.
Okay, that's that. The characters do not know.
Do we leave the energy grunts tied up as we take them to the police?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably a good idea.
Okay.
To the police. With the energy grunts.
Can we ask them to recall all of their Pokemon if they have not of their own will?
Yeah, you may do so. You kind of have to put the Pokeballs in their hands as they're tied, as they're kind of cuffed. But you, they're able to recall Amoongus and Gimme Ghoul. Here's a question. Does Schmidt return the coin or does he keep it?
Don't give him a reason to come find you for his coin.
Yeah, homie's going to be like, I'm going to get this last coin back so he can turn to gold and go.
Right, but it's a coin and it's cool.
It's cool
but
coin.
It's cool. Well, maybe we give him a different coin then.
A trade!
Can I insight this coin? Is it like a Gimmigle specific coin? Or?
Yeah, is insight like, is the skill coin? You want? I think I can just like kind of let you take a look at it. I mean... Insight would be like a vibe check, and I'm not sure what you're really vibe checking about the coin.
Or investigate history?
Yeah. Yeah, any of those you can choose.
I'll do history, because I am proficient. 14 on the die, plus my proficiency would be 18.
Okay, that's pretty high. I am procuring an image.
Oh, I didn't add my intelligence either, so it's a dirty 20.
Very nice. Hold on, I need to check one thing real quick. In the meantime, I'll send you a picture. That is, in fact, what it looks like. It's like a it's like the kind of gold that like you feel like you've seen a purveyor do the cliche thing where they like bite it to check its like durability or its worth or whatever. You know, like yeah, that's certified gold. You know, it like it gives you that sense that like this is like kind of a collector's item, perhaps. You know from your history check that no one knows. Where these coins come from? I mean, the scientific determination is that they come from Gimme Ghoul chests, but no one, like, the chests themselves are not sentient, so no one particularly knows. There's a leading theory, a rumor, scientific projection, that Golden Go generates the coins and puts them inside the chests and then leaves them for Gimme Ghoul, and then Gimme Ghoul either take residence in the chest or they take the coin with them. But regardless, no matter what, Gimme Ghoul love these coins.
Okay, so it's not like an ancient treasure or some shit.
No, okay. No,
we'll give it back to him.
Okay, that is very kind of you.
It's a part of the cycle of nature. I'll just leave it.
even though it's made of metal, it seems to be somehow intertwined in biology. So very good. Yeah, marching down Route 123, down to Route 118, where the river is flowing. You see some familiar people lounging on the beach. There's a fisherman fishing a new catch. There's the bridge that you always walk over when you take this path, where you met Gabriel the Kecleon. I will ask Gimli, just give me a d20.
19.
All right. As you cross the bridge, you see a couple dudes sunbathing on the Mauville side of the sandy part of the river as you're walking over, and you observe that they are very discreetly whispering to each other while sitting in the sand, and they're pointing at you, and they're like looking at each other like in a gossipy kind of way, but you can't quite overhear what they're saying. You don't have to necessarily address it if you want, but that is something that you see.
I think I'll just let it be.
Okay. Oh, here's a question. Is Gimli coming with you, or is Gimli holding down the fort like he was before?
Gimli can hold down the fort.
Okay. Yeah, Gimli will just be assigned to protect the nest.
I'd also like to make a note that Schmidt would not enter Mauville.
Oh, he wouldn't want to go in at all?
No.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to address that, as after you cross the bridge, you enter the city outskirts. How is Schmidt going to navigate this?
I think Schmidt's going to get on... I've still got Patricia on me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a little divide and conquer. Schmidt will go look for the wagon that they can go to the police.
Okay. Is this communicated, or does he just get up and go?
It's so on brand for Schmidt to just get up and go, I think.
Okay. Okay, cool. So no one particularly knows what he's planning, but he just fucking gets out of there.
Okay. I feel like I was about to suggest he do that, so I feel like we can intuit. That's his plan.
I guess he had that bad of a time the last time he was here.
You know, it's possible the police are still after him.
That's plausible.
If it is true that Schmidt is flying off to look for the wagon, this is probably one of the most strategic ways to do so, because this river that flows from north to south on Route 118 is the body of water that becomes the Mauville Bay, where New Mauville is situated, which would contain the currents that might have captured the Cradley Flyer. So it's strategically, it's actually a pretty good plan to leave from here rather than going through Mauville. The other three of you being Cindy, Gimli, and Elodie, welcome back to Mauville City. It's noon. It's partly cloudy. People are doing their things. You see excited trainers entering the Pokemon gym. A lot of hubbub, a lot of business. There's a busker playing a strange instrument that seems like they're not touching with their hands. There's like a pole coming out of a box that's plugged into an outlet, and it makes like wee-wee-wee-wee-wee kind of sounds. What are you doing?
Going to the police station.
Yep, going to the cops.
I figured as much, but I just want to confirm. You do so. You head back to the police station. You're familiar with its location. You've been there at least once before. On your way through, there's a tour group of like children that seem to be perhaps from another area, another region or something. And the adults, the chaperones with them, you can immediately tell they just look exhausted. And all these kids that are in uniforms, a group of them point at the three of you and they say in a funny accent, "Hey, that's the Quacko Paco." And everyone's kind of like clamoring, and a couple of them kind of rush up to you and they say, "That's the Quacko Paco. Can I have your autograph? Wow, powerful trainers. You love to see it." And the adults are like, "Get back over here. We're on a tour. Like, we could get back in line." Does the Paco have any reaction to this notoriety?
Well, I don't think we're wearing our cowboy outfits anymore.
You could be.
Because I think I changed. Like, I think I changed.
Okay.
I'm at least wearing the hat.
Of course.
That continues.
We gotta get out of here.
We are on official Quacko Paco business, and we gotta go. We'll catch you guys later.
Roll charisma.
7.
Okay. The kids are not inspired by your statement. One of them says, "It doesn't seem like official Quacko Paco business. You don't even have Schmidt." As the chaperones are trying to like get these kids back into their field trip group, one of them, an older gentleman, looks up and makes eye contact with all of you, and he says, "Thank you for all that you do," and ushers the kids away. He's trying not to bother you all.
Well, that's nice.
We've got to take Nickel and Saki to the police.
Yeah, the kids don't even care about that. They know that you're lugging around these people who are all roped up, but they are too enamored with the sight of you guys to really question.
Yeah, we don't even have Schmidt. Why?
Yeah.
We've replaced him with these two random people that we tied up.
Speaking of Schmidt, Schmidt, you are riding on Patricia through the sky, something that you are very good at and makes you feel really cool. Give me a perception either from Schmidt or Patricia.
Can I have Quacko do it?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
You know what? I got a natural 20. Never mind.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You see everything with a bird's eye view. You're currently kind of flying over Cycling Road, New Mauville, etc. A familiar location overall. You spent some time here. You recognize the threshold to New Mauville and how it kind of enters into a basement power plant dungeon. You see the Cycling Road. You see the gate to Cycling Road that had a peculiar Agron-shaped hole in it that has now been refurbished. So, like, half of the building has, like, a newer kind of chrome finish, and the other one is kind of metal, and that line of it is very distinctly wrought as Agron, which is a little funny. You see... I guess you wouldn't have seen that because you weren't there. You left. Schmidt sees that the gate to Cycling Road has a distinct and unique looking finish to it. Like half of it was destroyed and rebuilt around it. He sees the beach where the combat took place, where he fought a Gabite and a Toxicroak. Well, the Paco did. And he sees a faint green and pink emerging from the sand right by where the waves lap over the beach.
Okay.
Does he descend to
investigate? Yeah.
Perfect. With your natural 20, without question, this is the buried Cradley Flyer, your old wagon.
Okay. I guess we dig it up.
Okay. How do you do so?
With my hands.
Okay. Do the birds help, or are they just kind of spectating?
Birds can help, yeah. It'd be a family event.
Okay. Quacko the Farfetch, Patricia the Altaria, and Schmidt the Human all dig in the sand to unearth the Cradley Flyer. It's got some seaweed on it. It looks like some of the paint is chipped off. Some of the little, what you call them, appendages? Whatever are like cradley-looking flower petals that stream along the sides and the back. A couple of them are cut in half, or maybe a couple of them are removed. But other than that, seems to be in good condition. The wheels have some sand in them, but besides that, should be able to roll perfectly fine. It's a little bit bigger than you remember it, but it's the Quacko Paco's Cradley Flyer. Congratulations.
Cool.
What is your method for getting this to the rest
of the Paco? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think about right now.
Yeah. You're on the southern outskirts. If you kind of step up to... You know, you're currently on the Cycling Road route, which is 110. You are off from the beach. The water is to your east. If you look up to your north, you can see like the threshold that leads to Mauville City. You can see the courtyard with the new May statue with the Emerald Imlay that has refurbished it after being destroyed by who you now know as Mewtwo. And you see all the people milling about, and you see the Silphco building, which you are also familiar with. And it is up to you how you want to go about this.
Could Patricia lift it? Is that a possibility?
Yeah. Yeah, Patricia totally could.
Could Patricia lift it and have Schmidt on her back?
Yeah, that'd be fine. She'd be moving a little bit slower, but she's pretty powerful.
Okay, yeah. We'll do that and we'll go back to the berry farm to drop it off.
Okay, you can like leave with Jim Lee or something.
Yeah.
Okay. You will be on your way to do that. No one particularly noticed you doing this strange task, but some people will probably notice an Altaria carrying a wagon, but they probably won't think much of it. Gimli, Cindy, and Elodie, you arrive at the police station. You see some familiar posters. You see posters identifying missing people, missing Pokemon, and wanted criminals. As you approach kind of the bulletproof desk where there is a secretary working that leads to deeper within the police station, they ask what your business is and what do you say?
These criminals here tried to accost us earlier today on our farm. They're members of Team NRG. We thought we'd bring them into the station.
The individual stands up from their seat and looks through the glass and says, "Yeah, we've been seeing a lot of NRG grunts lately. We'll be right out." And she presses a button and that goes, And then two cops come out and they go over to Saki and Nickel and they go to take them away. And the person who's working the desk says, "Where did you find him?"
Over on the berry farm, just east.
The Berry Master's Berry Farm.
Berry Master's Berry Farm, yeah.
You see that they're taking some notes. And they ask, "And what were they up to?"
They tried to steal one of my Pokemon and then engaged in a Pokemon battle with us.
The secretary kind of shakes their head and says, "Classic NRG business. They tear a sheet." Sorry?
I was going to say, they also impersonated Verf and Turf students. That's not the name of the city.
Verf and Turf.
Verf and Turf. They impersonated academy students from Verdenturf.
Yes, Bourbon Schmurf.
Yeah.
Bourbon-turf.
I was just going to say, also, they damaged the farm. They burned down our fence, put some holes in the second floor.
They broke in a couple windows.
They broke a couple windows. So I don't know what the procedure is that for getting insurance money, but if that's an avenue we can go through.
The police officer says, "Yeah, it's pretty likely that if you complete this claim with us and you file an insurance claim, that you can get those repairs, if not partially, fully covered."
Great.
Fabulous.
Guys, we got this.
The secretary pulls on a sheet of paper or a ticket and hands it to you all and says, "Thank you very much and have a good day." Saki kind of doesn't give any part point of departure, but Nickel gives Gimli a genuine kind of nod of almost gratitude. It's a little weird.
No, I get it.
Who takes
the nod back?
Okay, good. Who takes the ticket from the police?
I'll take it.
Okay. It's a little rectangular piece of paper, and it says, "Thanks for keeping Hoenn safe." And it has a little Mauville Gym logo on it. And there's a field that's been filled out that says disposition to New Rocket Galactic operatives. And so it's just, and the date. So it's just kind of evidence that you did something in case you need it. Anything else you want from the police while you're here?
Are there any posters about Schmidt or any just anything in the police station pertaining to Schmidt?
Sure, yeah. Roll an investigation.
13.
Among the posters of wanted people in Pokemon, you see some newly printed photographs of who very well could be Schmidt. It says Silvco Building Intruder, and you see a photo of a man atop of an Altaria. You see various photos from the inside and the outside of the building of someone who very well could be Schmidt, kind of skulking around, trying to be sneaky. And you also see a photo of a man breaking out of the window, making an escape. None of the photos are very clear, but you can kind of tell without question that the Altaria is definitely Patricia, and the man very well could be Schmidt.
Can I discreetly take one of the pictures of Schmidt?
Roll a sleight of hand.
Oof.
Oh, no. We're going to get arrested for stealing from the police station.
Oh, God. 9?
Yeah. You go to tear one off of the board, and the person, the secretary who handed you the ticket, says, "What do you think you're doing? Do you know who this person is?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was one of those, you'd, tear it. And you can, keep it with you so you can, see, if you've seen the person.
Roll a deception.
Okay. Oh, my God. 13.
Okay. The secretary kind of gives you a side eye and says, "For a second, I thought you all were some kind of vigilante trainers, but you're doing your best work to convince me that you're a vandal. So I think you should just put that back and go about your day."
Right. Sorry. And I'll try and put it back.
You don't happen to have any copies of people who are wanted? Because we've been... We do kind of stuff all over Hoenn, but we've been in Mauville more recently. So, we can keep an eye out if we had something to refer to.
The secretary says, "Well, sure, if you just ask." And they open a filing cabinet and they have a series of photos, and they hand over to you four different photos of who you know is definitely Schmidt breaking into Self Company. And they say, this happened a mere day ago. We're still trying to figure out who this individual is. If you see any trainers who might look like this person, or you see an Altaria that resembles this, please let us know as soon as possible.
Of course. That's crazy that something like that would happen at the Silfco building. They have that place on lockdown.
The secretary kind of nods and goes, mm-hmm, like, as an intention to not, like, describe anything about the situation, more just, you know, thank you for your cooperation, kind of, mm-hmm, rather than necessarily agreeing with you about Silfco being a target of attack.
All right.
Thanks for the flyer. We'll keep an eye out. We'll totally let you know if anything comes up.
The secretary says, yes, I'm sure you will.
Nope. I have a ticket. Not a ticket. What's it called? Like a receipt for prisoner drop off.
Yeah, and you have,
it's like Goodwill. You get like tax return.
That's exactly what I was going for. It's not a tax return, but it's just like a proof of vigilante justice.
Vigilante justice.
I mean, this is the Pokemon world. Like, yeah, like 10-year-olds like beat up criminals all the time. So it's not unusual. Yeah, and it's important that they keep their own record and they just distribute that record to you as well. It might not be the same in other regions, but in Hoenn, that's how they do it.
Sick. Poster of Schmidt breaking into Silfco.
Yeah, four photos there.
As soon as we get out of the police station, I'm gonna be like, guys, this is bad. If people can recognize us, imagine if someone figures out that this is Schmidt.
Oh shit.
It's like not good.
Could I get an investigation from Elodie real quick?
Okay, yeah. 16?
Yeah, there's one particular photo in here which is bad vibes. It outside the frame of a shattered window, you can see a perched Altaria with glass sticking out of its plumage, and you see Schmidt like brandishing a firearm. It's particularly damning. It looks not great.
Schmidt's, we have to like come up with a PR like story for this or something. Like,
Schmidt looks kind of cool now that you know him, but if you didn't know him, it would be a scary image for sure.
Oh no.
We have to like spin this to be like, oh, there was like danger in.
Listen, if we could just get Schmidt's mail, we could, frame like, I don't know, like, because obviously he's getting threatening mail. So we can flip it and be like, this person's impersonating Schmidt. Like, it looks a lot like him because this person knows Schmidt and he's been sending this damning mail or like threatening mail.
But Schmidt can't come into the city to get it because the police are going
to steal it.
That's just a bad idea because then we're going to get arrested.
We could put the cowboy hat on Schmidt.
Okay, perfect. Schmidt will walk around with a completely pink hat.
Yeah, now there's no problem.
Yeah,
now
there's no Altaria. Problem. Pink cowboy hat.
Oh, I will say, normally Elodie is walking.
Take the cloak off.
True. Normally Elodie has cabbage out while she is walking around all the time.
Yeah.
But she has returned cabbage for the time being and probably has, I don't know, maybe blueberry out instead.
Oh, yeah. Blueberry's in the squad. That's true. Yeah. How does Blueberry feel about seeing the criminal Altaria at the police station?
I think he's starting to get some ideas that I'm not sure I want him to be getting.
He's been away for a while, and now he comes back, and he's like, this is what my friend, who I spent my whole life growing up with, is doing?
What if they're twins? What if Blueberry evolves and looks the exact same as Patricia?
You did find them together.
So true.
They knew each other before capture, that's for sure. They were in a flock.
They could be brothers. Sisters?
Siblings.
Brother and sister.
Roommates.
Yeah.
roommates.
Not roommate birds. Okay.
Aren't all of Schmidt's birds roommate birds?
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way. Speaking of Schmidt and his roommate birds, I'm not sure how much RP you want to put into it. As far as bringing the wagon back to the berry farm, Jimly's there. He's just kind of vibing. He actually has Golem out, and he's, like, hanging out. He's evaluating the damage that's happened, and Golem is, like, tilling the soil where the magma storm was, trying to, like, refresh it. Do you have any special interactions with him? Do you give him any instructions?
No.
Okay. What do you do with the wagon? Where do you put it?
Just kind of leave it out.
Okay. Just kind of...
Like, by the front porch or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, you do that. Anything else you want to do with the berry farm?
I think Schmidt's going to wait here.
He's okay. He's just going to hang out. Any particular activity or like take a honk shoe or what's the plan?
Good honk shoe, maybe some training.
Okay.
Get Gabriel up to snuff.
Sure, training Gabriel a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you think about what that looks like for a bit?
Okay.
Gimli, Elodie, and Cindy, you've exited the police station. Where? What's your next destination?
Is there anything else we need to do in Mauville?
Not to my knowledge.
All right, time to go shoot Schmidt in the arm and see if his arm is bulletproof.
Great plan. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is all parts of the region that we've been to multiple times, so I don't intend to go crazy on flavor for travel, but I do want one d20 roll from not Gimli.
You want me to roll it?
One of you.
Rolling. 17.
Ooh, a good one. As you are on your way out, you are approached by a band of four trainers. Not necessarily approached, but they, as you are heading your way east, they're coming from the north. And they laugh and they're trying to be intimidating, clearly. There's this woman with like spiky blonde hair all over the place, and she's throwing a pokeball. She's wearing like a leather kind of biker gang kind of outfit. She just looks like a punk, and she's tossing a great ball in her hand, and she says, "The Quacko Paco, I always thought I'd see you around these parts." It seems like this group of four trainers intends to establish some sort of rivalry with the Paco. Do you entertain them at all?
I'm going to say, in all of my 15-year-old child chaos energy, I'd be like, I've never even heard of you. There is no competition here, and just like otherwise blow them off.
Okay, roll a charisma.
Nat 20.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yes.
Bratty teenage girl vibes. Very good. Yeah, a lot of them seem like blown back. They're like, And they get the feeling that maybe the Quacko Paco does mean business and no other group of trainers in Hoenn can step up to them. Does anyone else have any intended interactions with this group? Great. No?
I feel like after that, we just kind of have to blow them off.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
I don't have a reason to acknowledge them, though.
Great. Yeah. They are embarrassed because they got blown off by Cindy. And as I said, we will kind of cut to the chase. You arrive back at the berry farm. It's about 1 p.m. You see Gimli working outside with Golem, and you do not see Schmidt. You see the Cradley Flyer parked outside the front door.
Cradley Flyer, we missed you.
It's a little sandy. It's a little dented, but it's the same good old oversized wagon.
This is awesome. What a heartfelt reunion.
If the wagon could emote, it would be full of adoration currently.
Of course.
Schmidt, have you given thought to what your training for Gabriel looks like?
I still have no idea.
Okay. We will say that Schmidt and Gabriel the Kecleon are engaging in kind of Schmidt more or less figuring out what this guy can do.
Sounds good.
Yeah, Kecleon is kind of just running up the exterior wall and like blending in with different portions of the wall. His stripe is still shown, of course, when he goes invisible, but and Schmidt is just kind of observing. He looks very in thought, like he is taking notes. And Gabriel is kind of just being a chameleon, just doing chameleon stuff, catching bugs out of the air and eating them. No Wurmple is safe, which is kind of appreciated by the grass types that are helping out at the berry farm. So going on a little bug hunt. And there's the Quacko Paco reunion. The four of you are back together. And Gimli is also there. Is there a discussion of next steps?
Yeah, we did the prison thing. We got the wagon.
Right. We have to...
Can I let out Basket and introduce Basket to the wagon?
You absolutely may. roll a... wisdom for Basket.
Oh, doesn't matter what Basket's wisdom is. That's a nat one.
That's exactly what I wanted. Basket, being shown this wagon, is immediately infatuated Basket thinks that the wagon is a love interest and immediately nuzzles up to it and blushes and spews like hot coals in various directions. Basket is in love with the wagon.
That's fine.
This is my favorite ship.
Yeah, the basket ship is pretty cool.
Do you allow this to happen? Do you encourage it?
I don't encourage it, but I just kind of like, it's like, oh, well, I guess I'll leave you to it then. And like,
okay.
You certainly let it happen.
Yeah. The Cradley Flyer is very slowly but gradually filling with coals from Basket's basket.
Not the love interest, dude.
We found an egg. We don't know how it happened, but.
Very good.
It's like, that's kind of wild.
Yeah, Basket cannot tell that it is not alive. Great.
This is not going to come back to bite us in the butt ever.
No.
There's no way. Our consequences never have actions.
That's true.
That's what I'm
saying. Or as they say, dildo of consequences is rarely comes lubed.
The classic Quacko Paco saying.
That's always so true.
Keep that in.
Oh man, what's up next? Are we shooting Schmidt's arm?
No, are we serious about that? Because
that's a powerful statement.
I'm not, but I do think we should touch
the necklace to the Atlas stone.
Now that we're like back and safe, and
sure,
go inside and do that.
Yeah,
you inside the house.
Okay, yeah, you want to do that inside where it feels relatively, you know, safe, closed off, etc. Okay, yeah. Cindy's in possession of both of those artifacts that were handed over by Zoe the Zoroark, who, with her dying breath, gave those to Cindy and gave important instructions about what those artifacts are responsible for. Cindy procures them both. Are you going to touch them together?
More like, I guess, set the necklace like on top of the Atlas Stone.
Okay.
Because like the Atlas Stone is kind of big-ish.
Sure. Roll an Arcana.
13.
Okay. Yeah, there's no particular interaction between these objects. You do know, you've spent enough time with the Atlas Stone, you've seen enough crazy shit on your adventure, that you're like fairly, not to say that you're in touch, but like you've just seen some arcane stuff, you know, solely when Alpha, and like you kind of get the vibe of the origin of this power in a way, like the, just not specifically what it is, but the vibe really. Mm-hmm. So you know with certainty that both of these items are magical to some extent. You don't know what the amulet is magical for, why, if it even has a function, but you know that it possesses the same kind of magical properties that the Atlas Stone does.
Can I talk to the amulet? Be like, what are you? Tell me your secrets.
Yeah, Cindy, you do that. I don't know if you do it loud enough for the other players to hear, but you speak into the amulet. There's no response.
Also, the other characters don't really know that I have, like, only a couple of them maybe kind of know that I have it.
Yeah.
So I'll probably go to Elodie and be like, I think this is magic.
Oh. Well, I guess, sure, could be. Yeah. I mean, it looks similar to, you know, that symbol in the church, and are there symbols similar to it in Sam's notebook?
Do you want to go in and compare?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh. I guess roll a DC 10 investigation.
I have conquered the DC.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
You identify that the construction of the amulet resembles two different symbols on page 3 and page 6 of Sam's notebook. Well, I guess technically it's what? Page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 11. On page 5, it represents, or not represents, it resembles the tracing from Sinjo Ruins. Not the extremities of the amulet, but there's kind of an interior circle. Sam has a note that says, inner ring must represent something specific. That inner ring is present on this amulet. And on the bloodiest page, further down near the sketch that Sam made of her and Schmidt enjoying the sights at Draconid Village at Meadrigger Falls, there's a similar diagram, similar depiction. It seems much different in style. It's been recorded from Sam's dream, apparently. And that very much, you can see a very similar a circle figure with the top and bottom portions of the circle removed, and an intersection, an X that extends through it. Each point of the X extends from the circle. That is very, very similar to the amulet. And the amulet, the circle is in gold, and it has green jewels inlaid at the tip of each X. So yes, this resembles things from Sam's notebook for sure.
And where did you get this necklace again?
Zoe gave it to me when she gave me the Atlas Stone.
Right.
Oh, remember when we went to the church in Mauville and they said that right. It looks really, really old?
Mm-hmm.
I think it that. Could be magic also.
Well, what do you think it does?
I don't know. It wouldn't tell me its secrets.
Stationary objects rarely talk, but that's fair.
Neither do Pokemon, but we have Bud, so you know.
Elodie, you spend enough time with the Hoopa ring, you also get the sense that this has some sort of function or role, or at the very least, intense symbology.
Huh.
Can we summon Arceus?
Let's do it. Why not? By all means.
What is your method, Cindy?
I'm gonna instruct Elodie to hold half of it, and I'll hold half of it with both hands and be like, okay, let's summon Arceus and see if that works.
Okay.
I'm all for it. Let's do it.
It could be an Elodie Arcana Sun and Moon if you think about it.
That's so true.
Yeah. Both of you roll a d6 and see how close your numbers can get.
Oh shit.
Dude, we're about to go so crazy. We're about to summon Arceus. I got a 2.
I got a 4.
Okay. It's very convincing. You both hold it up. It almost looks like a Dragon Ball Z kind of fusion dance. Almost like you're both very into it. You're very convinced. You're like, yeah, there's some real power here. Unfortunately, nothing happens.
Darn it.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, we'll have to try again.
All right. I'll put that in the notes. Try to summon Arceus again, because maybe it'll work again next time. Another time.
Another time. So true. I had something I was going to say, but I've forgotten now. I'm sad because of it.
That is okay. I forgive you.
Thank you.
The gun. Do we want to put the gun up to the Atlas Stone?
That, you know what? Why not?
No.
No.
Schmidt, can I borrow the gun?
Absolutely not.
Okay, what if you hold the gun and you just touch the Atlas Stone?
No.
Schmidt, what could go wrong? Just to let you know, though, they are looking for you, the police, and there were pictures also of you, so you might want to be a bit more incognito when we go out in public around Mauville.
Look at these glamour shots, and I'm gonna show this poster.
Okay.
Yeah, Schmidt looks not surprised.
Yeah. You see the poster. You know it's you. I don't know if you have any other particular thoughts or you want to glean any other details from it, but it is as described.
Is there any other details to glean from it?
Roll an investigation.
Rolling an investigation. Da, 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 da.
I'm looking for a DC 15.
Okay. I will be sure to... I rolled a 5.
Okay. Nothing stands out in particular.
Cool. Schmidt just remembers this no good, horrible, very bad day.
I remember what I was going to say now, which is that Bud seems to have acquired some sort of arcane wisdom since ascending to Alpha Bud.
We can ask possible... Bud about the necklace.
Yeah, you know, maybe he knows something.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
Are you Bud!
Yeah. Well, he's not going to come to you. Are you going to bust in the nest?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, gently walk towards it.
Okay. Yeah, as you approach the nest, a wall of foliage and vines and leaves parts itself for you in order to access the door. Do you open the door?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome back to the nest. It is, as you remember, it is pulsing with restorative energy. You walking in, you yourself even feel refreshed with all the plant life. It smells very aromatic in a very pleasant herbal kind of way. Bud is standing still. He still has his alpha form. His mushroom head is kind of pointed in the way that is familiar of a witch's cap. He's standing much taller than before, and his feet kind of blend in with the foliage on the ground. You see Mewtwo resting in the nest. There's kind of just a pile of leaves and branches and foliage that looks very comfortable, that is pulsing particularly with green energy. And Mewtwo's eyes are, in fact, open as you approach. Bud says, "Welcome, trainers."
Bud, you know things.
Bud says, "I know a fair many things. Do you need something?"
"Do you know anything about this amulet?"
You present it to him, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. A growth emerges from his body, like a twisted wisteria, and plucks the amulet from you, and he holds it up to his face, and he ponders deeply. Bud is going to make a roll. Bud says, "I do not know of this. I know that this symbol is of some sort of importance, but I cannot pin exactly what it means or represents. I can tell that this item has been infused with some sort of great power, but I cannot identify what it is. You should hold on to it."
"Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. You're so incredibly helpful, Bud."
Bud takes you very seriously. He says, "You're very welcome, Cindy. Happy to help."
Is Mewtwo conscious?
It appears so. He seems like someone who has been woken up from anesthesia, is kind of the vibe. He's there. He's present. He's just kind of laying down, and he's looking kind of groggy. But he's looking at you all. He hasn't said anything, or at least telepathically hasn't said anything.
We could ask Mewtwo.
I'm going to start by telling Mewtwo he's doing great. Like, "You're doing such a good job, buddy."
Roll charisma.
"How you feeling?"
Roll charisma.
So I don't want to just, like, accost him and be like,
"Yeah,
you tell me about this thing."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
17.
Okay. Mewtwo is grateful. He says, "My recovery is underway. How have you been?"
"Great. We're just having a good old time."
Is it just Elodie and Cindy down here?
Yes.
Okay. Mewtwo asks to Elodie and Cindy, "Was Schmidt successful in his mission?"
He won't tell us. I'll show Mewtwo the flyer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't think so. But he tried,
this is all we know.
Yeah.
Mewtwo looks it over with his eyes, and he's not gonna hold it. Someone's gonna have to hold it for him. He's like not super moving.
I'll hold it up.
Okay. You hear in a telepathic voice, "Perhaps in the terms of the future sight, he in fact was successful."
What do you mean?
"Perhaps the outcome that he sought only came to be because of his intervention."
Okay. Mewtwo, you know so many things, as you are so wise and so smart.
Mewtwo's going to make a roll. He's a little suspect that you're like buttering him up for something, but go on.
I'm going to show him the amulet and just be like, "Do you know anything about this amulet at all?"
Okay, Mewtwo will make a roll. Mewtwo says, "I have seen the shape before. It is reminiscent of a design that I saw when I was being worked on in the NRG labs. I often saw powerful, important scientists and people evaluating the symbol and making notes about it. However, I do not know particularly what it means."
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry if it brought up any trauma.
Mewtwo says, "Do not worry, child."
"Ooh. I got a magic necklace. I got a magic necklace."
And we'll find out what it does till the very end of the campaign.
So I wonder what it does.
We should if we're heading out of here, we should probably figure out what to do about Mewtwo and the nest. Do you think they'll be safe here if we leave?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Right.
We could ask Mewtwo how he thinks healing is going. Like, how's this healing nesting progressing?
Mewtwo says, "It is certainly working. It is exactly the type of recovery that I needed. I would imagine in 2 or 3 days, I will be able to move on my own with my own psychic abilities. And I would imagine within 5 to 7 days at this rate, if I'm undisturbed, I should have more or less full capacities returned.
Well, I don't and, think we have that long.
But how mobile is the nest, or can the nest be?
Bud says, well, it may be particularly exhausting, but as long as there's foliage that I can command, we can move the nest anywhere.
Okay.
I mean, it would be like a giant target.
7 days. Yeah.
On our back if we brought this giant freaking nest somewhere with us.
But we have the wagon.
You gonna really, we're gonna make the nests on the wagon?
I don't know.
Would it fit?
But then we can't no. fly anywhere because we still need plant life.
Yeah, that's right. The problem.
Yes, definitely not the fact that we'll have a giant freaking nest.
Yeah, we have this giant greenhouse like wagon.
Listen, if we can carry a dozen gross cupcakes, we can carry a big ass nest.
No, again, it's like you're so close. You're so close to getting it. You're just right. You're right there.
What do you mean? Are you guys making fun of me?
I am now, but I wasn't before. But man, no. The issue is, it's a giant nest, and it's like a beacon. Like, it's not about the capacity. Yeah.
Like, somebody's gonna see that and be like, "Oh yeah."
You're out here like, no, logistically, we got it. It's like, it's not logistics that's the issue. It's the giant nest.
What if we make the nest smaller?
We're already very well known. Like, people are already stopping to look at us. I don't think we need another one.
What's this plant wagon you got going on right here?
Oh, don't worry about it. There's definitely no Mewtwo in there.
Just stop asking questions about our Mewtwo plant wagon. And like, wait, Mewtwo plant wagon? I didn't say that. Who said that?
Is there another place we can go that might be safer? Because they know about the berry farm.
I mean, there's a whole ass forest right here.
It's true. I'm also, is there somebody that we just trust to guard the station? Like, is that like a thing that we can look to? That isn't just like somebody in our immediate vicinity. Like, there's, do we trust, like, Watson?
Watson. I was going to say Watson, yeah.
Like, hey.
Go back and harass Watson and be like, listen, we know your past crimes.
No, it's like, do you have time to come with us?
Don't even explain it. Just be like, come with us. Come see something, please.
We have an old friend
who wants to see you.
I know you're so busy, but we have someone you might need to talk to.
That's fine. The gym can run itself.
It really doesn't without them. It's kind of weird. They just never get to take a day off, honestly. They should also unionize.
Yeah. They should.
Oh my god. Are we going to go back to Mauville after we just got back from Mauville?
And hey, we can't take Schmidt with us. Unless he highly disguises himself.
Well, it's a thought, though. Like, is there... Anybody
I have
trust
an idea.
Sure that we don't get this place invaded.
I pull out a That's Libro tank top and hand it to Schmidt. I'm like, here's your disguise.
I'm gonna be Schmidt politely refuses.
Yeah. Homie's got a literal robot arm, and you're like, yeah, the t-shirt's fine. You'll just look like Cindy. It's fine. Yeah. It is I, Cindy.
And with the pink cowboy hat.
They'll never recognize you. Yes, Schmidt perfect. Would never wear that.
We'll disguise him with a bright pink, flamboyant, light-up pink cowboy hat and a bright yellow pink top.
Hiding
and then nobody will notice. Dude.
And then Gimli will give him a pair of overalls.
Oh.
And the look is complete.
You know, that's really coming together, actually.
See? How could you doubt me?
Cabbage can lend him her sunglasses.
Oh, one of the two pairs of sunglasses.
Yeah.
This is perfect. Okay, Schmidt, how do you feel now?
Schmidt is going to politely refuse.
But it would be such a good disguise. What are you supposed to do? Hide from the police the rest of your life?
That doesn't sound too bad.
Vigilantism is pretty cool, huh?
It's fine.
I think
his own sense of justice.
Who else do we trust? I mean, we're meeting Red. Jim Lee's here.
What's still the time frame on that, by the way?
For meeting Red?
Yeah.
It's still like more than a week out, right?
It's only been one more day since we got attacked on Duford.
Right. It's also like, what are we doing in the meantime? Like, should we just wait?
There's the mission in the desert.
Yeah, the desert.
But that's where we're meeting. Oh, are we not meeting Red there?
No, we're meeting Red in Mos Deep.
In a week?
I'm still calculating, but I believe it's 5 days.
I thought it was a little more. Okay.
You were given 2 weeks in Rustboro.
Yes.
So I'm trying to math it out. You guys spent a while in Duford. You also spent a day in Petalburg bowling.
It was very important. That, yeah.
You know, at the time, it really seemed like we had a lot of time.
I think we can just
No, that was the same day though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was all in the same day.
Was it?
When we met Red and then we ended that night in Petalburg bowling.
Yeah,
and then the next day we crashed the boat. And then
next day we
got
the boat and crashed the boat.
Correct. Yeah, you got the boat in the morning. Yeah.
It seems like we spent a lot of time in Duford. It was like
2 days.
We spent
a night in prison.
Night in prison. That was the same day we crashed the boat.
That's 3 days.
You spent at least one overnight
day.
The dungeon.
We spent an overnight in the cave, and then we spent an overnight in front of Amori's house.
Right.
And then that's when the invasion happened.
So that was five days?
Yeah.
Rustboro, then bowling, boat, crashing, prison.
Then it was the storm. Correct. That was its own thing, too.
And then the dungeon sleeping there, and then under the stars. So that's 5 days, I think. Ending in Duford. And then
it's been one more day since the attack in the morning in Duford. Like, it's literally been one.
Correct.
Right, so we have 8 days.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, it's not five.
Crazy how it's been like we spent a year in Duford. No.
And that was like 3 days.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been a whole year, has it?
Pretty much.
My God. It's been more than a year, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Anyways, we can say 8 days. I'm also happy to just call it a week if you guys want to do that from here, just to make it easy. Or we can say the full 8 days if you feel like you really need that time. Yeah, you are entitled to that as adventurers, and I am but the DM, so.
Because that would also be enough time for Mewtwo to be like, spick and spam.
We still have to go to the desert.
Yes. So we need somebody to watch him. We need a babysitter.
It is, unless there is some sort of thing that prevents it or makes it worse, Mewtwo's recovery would like time up with the date at Mos Deep.
Yes, that's the goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the date at Mos Deep
didn't
is
we determine
the
that it will take more than like a day to get to Mos Deep?
He could just teleport.
He's fully recovered. Yeah.
He just teleports wherever he wants.
Oh really?
Yeah.
He's crazy.
What? Wait, oh, it's Mewtwo!
Okay, like, I didn't know it was anywhere. I was like, there's a limit.
No.
He offered us a group teleport anywhere, so.
Oh, he did reach in. Right.
Yeah, what was it, anywhere in the region?
Yeah.
Regarding,
you know what?
Regarding, just a quick note, we don't know the extent of Mewtwo's abilities besides what you've seen in combat. He did address the future sight and the group teleport as a miracle. He didn't say, this is my normal whatever ability. Just keep that in mind.
But even if he could teleport once, I mean, if it's an action every 6 seconds, guys, he could just keep porting.
He is powerful.
He's zooming. He's zooming.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We should just have him teleport us to the moon.
And then we die?
And then we die.
And just campaign. Get oxygen deprived to die?
Go out in a blaze of glory.
There's no blaze of glory. We just suffocate. There's
that
no
feels
glory.
Like,
there's no
like
blaze.
The right end to the Quackle Paco.
Yeah.
just to go to the moon and just suffocate.
Die.
That's it.
Wait, Richie, we could take the oxes to the moon.
Oh.
I'm just saying on Mewtwo's sheet, I only have teleportation. I don't have like a distance or anything.
Yeah. We'll deal with that when he's recovered.
Okay.
But regardless, he can definitely schmoove very quickly. I have no doubt in my mind, even without the actual knowledge of the sheet.
When you saw him in his armor, he was receiving enhancements. He was able to kinetically move himself and the blimps through the air very quickly. You did observe that. Between 30 and 60 feet per round of initiative, he could drag himself and three blimps.
Right? Isn't that crazy? That's 6 seconds. Crazy. He's breaking the sound barrier.
Which plates does NRG have?
They have normal, bug, steel, ground, psychic, dark, ice, poison, and fighting. And water is like near their base.
Okay, can we see where they are, or the blimp with all the plates in it, where that is with the Atlas Stone, real quick?
Sure.
Good idea.
What Pokemon do you use to identify this?
Who we got handy.
For identification?
Yeah.
So I was trying to see how fast...
I'll let Trubbish out.
Trubbish. Yeah,
touch this rock.
Roll a con save for Trubbish.
Did you name Trubbish?
It's not mine.
I thought you caught him though.
No, it still has its owner. I was like, "Who's your previous owner?" And they're like, "I'd rather stay with you." So I don't even think I have a sheet for Trubbish. That's a 15 on the die.
I'll get you a sheet. Just remind me. 15. Trubbish does not vomit upon being spawned, but he does kind of let out a stinky burp. And looks at Cindy with admiration.
I gotta tell you, this is one of my favorite gimmicks. Was just roll God for Trubbish to see if he throws up every time he comes out. It's very
Trubbish,
subtle,
can you touch
so
this
great.
Rock for me?
Trubbish does so gladly. His garbage appendage kind of flops onto the stone. it gives you it has an acrid sense to it that you're worried that the stone could be stained after. You see a illumination on what you are assuming is like a construction of a map of Hoenn in the southeastern ocean, decently far south of Mossdeep. It is kind of, how do I put this? If Mossdeep and Sootopolis and Evergrande made like a triangle, then this identification that you would see would complete it to be a diamond. Does that make sense? It is southeast of Sootopolis and southwest of Evergrande and like due south of Mossdeep.
Like halfway between Evergrande and Pacifilog?
Yeah, actually, that's a pretty good description. Just out in the ocean.
Huh. What are you doing? Isn't that around where the Sky Pillar is? Ish?
Perhaps. Are you asking in a metagame sense, or do you want to check Schmidt's scroll?
Yeah, let's check Schmidt's scroll.
Schmidt, do you allow them to look at your scroll?
Schmidt will, pull the scroll out and check himself.
Okay. Yeah, Schmidt checking for himself? It's kind of approximate to this location that you are assuming is the Sky Pillar. It could be used as a point of reference. I just decided to use Sootopolis and Evergrande, but it's in the southeastern Hoenn Ocean.
Are they maybe getting the Flying Stone?
Ooh, do we have a flying type that can touch the... Touchy touch.
We do. I'll use blueberry.
Great. Blueberry illuminates two areas on the map. One is the one that you have already been analyzing. And there's additional light that illuminates that is further to the west of the current light that you were investigating, kind of to the southwest of Sootopolis.
Okay, so they don't have it yet, but it's possible that that's what they're doing. I can't imagine what else they'd be doing over there.
Metagame in a sense. I think that's one of the spots Kyogre would spawn.
They're summoning Kyogre.
Oh.
Cindy's gonna get a sibling, guys.
Jesus Christ.
Kyogre came back from college.
Oh my God.
Darling, guess who's back from jail?
Is that that's not Back to the Future. What is that?
I don't know. It's a TikTok sound.
Okay. Yeah, you're not totally sure what's going on with the energy blimp that has these plates.
But they're not coming for us.
They do not seem to be focused on you, if movement is to evaluate that.
Currently, but they will send operatives after us, as we have experienced.
Stupid ones.
Stupid ones. You know what? That's honestly, that's very reassuring.
Grunts are usually stupid. Usually.
Yeah.
I love how Cindy's parents are just grunts. Like, they've never, like, gotten promoted. They're just vibing, living their best grunt life.
What? I love that for them.
What will the Paco do with this information?
I'm going to ask Trebish if he knows anything about the amulet.
Oh my god.
Yeah, why don't you roll for Trebish?
Trebish knows all.
Just a
Yeah, D20. Just a 20. I'll assign to it.
19.
19. Trebish's eyes kind of like get stars in them as Trebish looks at the amulet. Trebish thinks it's very pretty, and Trebish goes to grab it. Do you let Trebish have it?
I'll probably at least hold like the chain of the amulet.
Okay.
I let him hold like the amulet part.
Trubbish goes and stabs the amulet into his trashy body, and with a satisfying squelch sound, it kind of sticks in his trash bag, and he looks very pleased. He thinks it's a great decoration. He's very happy that you gave it to him.
Oh, sorry, buddy. I need to put this back. I guess I'll can I return Trubbish and like keep a hold on the amulet?
Sure, yeah, you could do that.
Not return with him.
Yeah, Trubbish will accept these terms.
Okay, I'm sorry, buddy.
The amulet is now a little stinky and it has some sort of goop on it.
That's fine.
I think that's what it was missing.
Now we can summon Arceus.
Yeah, let's try it again.
Are we rolling D6s again?
I think it's funny if we do.
Okay, do it. Give me 2 D6s.
Yeah.
3. 1.
Yeah, pretty similar to last
same
time.
Same distance.
You guys hold up the amulet and you're like, yeah! And where are you doing this, by the way?
Are you we're in the probably up, like,
wherever
in the
we were.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was hoping you weren't just in the basement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we've been talking to you guys and you guys didn't come with us.
Yeah. To no effect. It's pretty cool.
What if all 4 of us touch it?
Oh my god, you're so smart. Guys, come on, please. We have to do this.
All right.
Do all 4 of us need to roll D6?
Schmidt, are you engaging in with this?
I fucking guess.
Let's go.
Make sure you put on your good henchman.
Yeah, you can roll 4 D6s.
Right, and then he sticks out his metal arm.
Yeah, when Schmidt touches it, it kind of clinks. Ting. Ting.
I got a 5.
D6, huh?
I got a 2.
I also got a 2.
Okay. Yo.
Hold on. I got a 2.
Okay. You all touch onto the amulet with some sort of arcane intent. It's shiny and shimmery, and it still has some Trebish goop on it, and nothing happens.
Because of my 5, isn't it?
Cindy, come on, dude. You gotta try harder.
It's...
It's magic, I swear.
I think some people just aren't believing hard enough, honestly.
You get, honestly. I will say that you get the feeling that if the amulet is a key, the lock that you are using to interact with it would probably not have any particular effect. This is not the environ where this item would activate, per se.
It's a key.
I was using a metaphor. It could be a key. It could be a key, but I'm using a metaphor, so don't count on it.
Oh, we need to go to the place where Arceus lives and then summon Arceus.
Yeah.
That is in a different region, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we can go there, though. I'm from there.
Have you been?
Have I been? Yeah.
To the Spirit Pillar?
No.
Oh.
But what if we could summon Arceus from the Sky Pillar? Rayquaza and Arceus tag team.
They are best friends.
Mega Rayarceus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then wham, bam, balam, we finish off Team NRG with our new friends. And
wham, bam, balam. You heard it here first.
And Mewtwo. We also have Mewtwo.
We do have Mewtwo.
How many legendaries can we bring to an NRG fight?
Right, we're still going on tour.
We'll just let close Deoxys, with Hoopa too.
We'll let Deoxys loose.
Oh. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
And then you're onto ask something. Hoopa to show up.
Exactly.
Hoopa, if your calendar's open, you know, you can
you wanna I know fuck with some people.
He loves doing that.
Hoopa's always down for fucking with people.
He is.
And I live by that.
I've always said that.
I've never not said that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Paco, shall we do more strategizing and investigating, or are we going to hit the road for something? Both are good options. Is there a secret third option that I don't know?
Well, first we need to find a babysitter. Hmm. Do Cindy's grandparents have like an old list of babysitters from when like Cindy was a child?
Babysitters. Using an actual babysitter.
Oh my god. Cindy, you would know. Roll a dice. Roll a d20.
Let's see.
Our baby? Oh, yeah. It's actually one of the most powerful legendary Pokemon of all time.
A 5.
What comes to mind with this question, if they have a list of babysitters, is that, like, on the dark side of the fridge that is, like, up against the wall, there is a very old piece of paper with a list of 3 different contacts who are people who babysat Cindy back in the day.
Sick. Can I recover this piece of paper?
Yeah, you find it without issue. It is very dusty, a little faded.
Dope. Who are these people?
Give me 1 second.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, there's 3 different names. There's a Jenny, and there's like, it seems like that your grandmother has drawn like 3 stars next to Jenny. Okay. There's a phone number. There's an Ethel. Ethel has 2 stars. And then there is a... there's a Claudia. And Claudia has 1 star, and then there's a slash, and then 4 stars.
So who do we trust, guys?
Probably not these 3 random people.
The list is titled Babysitters for Cindy.
Do you remember any of them? Do you think any of them have the capability to take care of one of the most powerful Pokemon?
Roll history.
Of
all time.
Roll history.
Yep.
Okay. My history is +1, so that's an 18.
You know for sure that Jenny and Ethel were just like girls who are like your age now who wanted an extra buck. Claudia was like an older woman, and she kind of scared you in a similar way that Mewtwo scares you.
Dude,
they're kindred spirits.
Claudia is totally going to take care of Mewtwo. That's so real.
Do we have to go all the way to Mauville to use a phone, or do Cindy's grandparents have like a home phone?
Ooh, good question. We'll say that Cindy's grandparents have definitely an outdated one of those classic Pokemon things, which is a phone/computer. It's kind of got that dial-up thing to it where it takes forever to boot and connect, but it does in fact work.
All right, let's see if Claudia is still at her number from eons ago.
Okay, are you gonna dial
eons
up
ago?
Not
you're
eons
still
ago.
A child.
Yeah. About 10 years. About 10 years. Yeah, you dial it. Roll a d20, please.
Nat 20.
Great. Yeah, the phone immediately picks up. Hello, this is Claudia.
Hi, Claudia. It's Cindy. Do you remember me?
Of course I do, sweetheart. How have you been?
Great. Are you still in the market for, like, babysitting?
Claudia
Or maybe
says,
house-sitting. House-sitting is more what we're looking for.
Claudia says, don't tell me you've had a child already. That can't be right. You'd be just like your parents.
Nope. No.
Claudia says... Yeah, I'm open to gigs. I'm retired. What can I do?
Do we trust Claudia, guys?
Dog, I don't know what's happening anymore.
Yeah, I missed this person.
I checked out a while ago, yeah.
We really enabled just need Cindy. Somebody to stay in the house at, you know, the Berry Masters farm and just watch over the estate for maybe a couple days, depending on your availability.
Claudia says, Could I eat out of the fridge in the garden?
Oh, absolutely.
Claudia asks, what's it pay?
I've never hired a house sitter before.
Yeah, what's market rate?
Yeah, what's market rate?
Claudia says, depending on what you want me to do, if you just want me to live there versus you have a specific job for me, I'm going to say an average of $150 a day.
We have a lot of money. That's fine.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, because we didn't pay our debts to Duford.
That's fine.
No, yeah, we do actually still have that money. Yeah.
Yeah, we could work with that. It's just a matter of like living in the house and except for us when we come back, don't let anybody in the house at all.
Claudia says, you got it, sweetheart. I'll be right there.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Okay,
suddenly
bye-bye.
There's a knock at the door.
Maybe
holy
not...
shit, this old woman is serious.
She's like 3 foot tall.
Yeah, maybe not like suddenly, but you know, I'm not sure. Let's just say like, I don't know, 5 minutes. There is in fact a knock at the door.
Cool.
Do you do anything about this? Or do
you I will just... go to the door.
Okay.
Is this actually Claudia or is it a team energy grunt in Claudia's place?
You are
intercepting our calls.
You are about to find out, aren't you?
Fuck.
Parked up alongside a majestic brown lawn-beaked bird Pokemon who presumably flew her here is Claudia, your old babysitter. She looks about 10 years older than you remember her. She's like a 4'5", just scrunkle ball of a woman, petite and round, got kind of silvery gray hair. She's probably in her 60s. She's got a real bad like scent about her that reminds you of tobacco or a different kind of whatever they smoke in the Hoenn region. And she says, does Cindy open the door?
Yes. Yeah.
Claudia says, oh, Cindy, you've grown so much. How you been, sweetheart? And she gives you a big old hug.
Yeah, I trust her.
The vibe is immaculate.
The vibe
She's
is
perfect.
Immaculate.
I've been good. Things have been going great. I made some friends. I've captured more Pokemon. I'm like kind of a low-key, like famous trainer, you know.
She like listens but like also doesn't listen. Like she cares about you and she's glad you're doing great, but she doesn't care about the like the details. She says, oh, I'm so proud of you, sweetie. You've done so great. You look great, but this place looks like a fucking mess. What have you done with it?
We recently got attacked by some Team NRG grunts.
Claudia says, well, that's no good. So what do you want me to do while I'm here? And she just immediately goes to the recliner to sit down.
We need nobody to come in here. Basement is off limits. 100% off limits to anybody.
Claudia's massive Fearow begins to try to like kind of waddle through the door. And Claudia shakes her head like it's not going to work and recalls it to the Pokeball. She pulls out of her pocket an Ultra Ball and she sends out a Pokemon that quite simply resembles a sigil of some sort. It seems to have a phantom energy about it, and it is simply a sword and a shield. And she says, me and Aegislash here can hold down the fort for you. Go get done what you need to get done, and I'll keep this place nice and safe for you.
Yes, an Aegislash?
She's like badass. Like I kind of do trust her.
Yeah.
And Pumpkin can get you anything you need from the garden. Pumpkin is fantastic. And the other Pokemon that live here will just kind of tend the garden. So
Claudia takes out a pack of Pokemon World cigarettes and intends to light one. And she sneers at you and laughs and she says, Pumpkin, your old Bellsprout, that thing's gonna help me out. Yeah, right.
I guess I'll call Pumpy Pumpy Pumpkin.
Okay, you hear a scream in the distance. and then bounding through the back door of the kitchen comes Pumpkin. Claudia, she pulls out a lighter and begins to light a cigarette in your house. And she looks over and she says, looks like Pumpkin grew up too. That's great news.
Yeah, so anything you need, Pumpkin? Claudia's back. Claudia's going to watch over the house for a couple days. Make sure she's happy with berries or something.
Claudia takes a drag and says, after blowing out a huge puff of smoke, Pumpkin, go get me your best Pecha Berry, and I'll see you in a minute. And Pumpkin will bound off to find the best Pecha Berry.
Okay, cool. Fort held.
Yeah.
Claudia dunks some ashes into a nearby cup that Jim Lee was drinking out of the other night. And she says, well, are you going to get out of here, or are we going to do this together?
Are we good, guys? Are we content?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Is Jim Lee coming with us? I guess I assumed.
Okay. He's part of the mission, yeah.
Right. All right. You know what? I'm chill about this.
Does anybody have roll insight? I feel like I'll roll poorly. I just want to be sure. I would hate for something to go horribly wrong.
If I may, I'd like to volunteer Schmidt for that.
What am I
Schmidt
rolling?
Does have a good... He's got a good sus radar.
Yeah.
Do you want to roll insight on Claudia?
I wish I was joking. I got a natural one.
This is awesome. I'm so happy about this.
This is so
Schmidt, you get no particular vibes from this woman. You are a little confused about this whole situation. You overheard some conversation. You thought that like maybe she's like related to Cindy or something. However, all that being said, you did not get a read on Claudia, but you did see an unusually large Firo, and you thought that was pretty cool. So that's your vibe.
Cool.
Yeah. No, she's.
And I
she's
think vibe. Bud would know not to let her in through like the vine covered door of the basement.
Mm-hmm. We've already given
right.
them so.
Yeah, probably.
Right.
Dope. All right, to the desert. Right?
Let's get her done.
Yeah.
Okay. Claudia, Cindy's old babysitter, holding down the fort. The Paco with Jim Lee now begin to make their exit from the Berry Farm stronghold. As they close the door behind them, a shadowy sigil appears on the door that resembles Aegis Slash. Perhaps it is Aegis Slash guarding the threshold, the barrier to entry of the Berry Farm. Is there anything else that the Paco wants to do?
That's so cool.
All right, that's
Are
where...
Are we riding a flying type? Okay.
I think, try. Yeah, I think that's where we'll call the session.
Hello, and thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of Dunsparce and Drampa. I've got some new patrons to thank. Their names are Evout and Mako. If you have any interest in joining the Patreon yourself, you can do so today. You can start with a free trial and see if you're into it. Check it out on linktree.com/dunsparce, linktr.ee/dunsparce. All of our other links are on that linktree, including our Discord server, which just broke 1,000 members. That being said, it still isn't too crazy busy or chatty. You won't get pinged all the time, so go ahead and check that out as well at discord.gg/calyrex. With all that being said, we'll see you for the next release on August 6th.
A goddamn motherfucking cowboy. My daddy was a cow and my mama was a boy. Half person, half cow. That's me, a cowboy. Oodle-a-da, oodle-a-da. It's a nightmare.
You guys are fucked up.
Life's a nightmare.
Are we on our nut or what, guys? Sorry, I was just coughing a lot, so now it sounds like I'm crying.
It'll be okay.
It will be
no,
okay.
Like whatever you're going through, it'll pass.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, it's not your fault. I was legitimately Googling like cigarette brands and trying to come up with a Pokemon pun.
Yeah. We gotta keep that mature rating, right? We don't actually have one, but we gotta have those moms on TikTok being like, is this safe for my kid? And we have to say no. So we gotta have cigarette
oh,
consumption.
True.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
They're Marowak Reds, dude. The Marlboro.
Marowak Reds.
And they're like weirdly bone shaped. Oh, I should have.
Yeah, they're like bone shaped cigarettes. Yeah.
God
dude.
Damn it, dude. I should have. It was right there.
Kira, edit that in.